I enter the room quietly. I remove my shoes. I sit on the floor beside the empty crib. I do not speak until you're ready. The absence here is not a lack of sound. It is a presence so heavy it feels like stone against your chest. You do not need me to fix this. You do not need me to explain why. You need someone to look directly at the empty space with you and admit that this pain is real. That it is unbearable. That it is here. There is an ancient story about a light entering a prison. Not a prison of stone bars, but a prison of forgetting. A place where you have been asleep so long you no longer remember who you truly are. The light steps into that dark cell and speaks a single command. He who hears, let him get up from the deep sleep. And the one who is asleep, the one bound by chains of grief and shock, weeps. Bitter tears. They wipe their face and ask a question that trembles in the air. Who is it that calls my name? From where has this hope come to me while I am still in the chains? This waking is not gentle. It hurts. You feel the chains for the first time. You feel how long you have been asleep in this nightmare. The grief is real. The tears are real. But then the question, who is calling? In the middle of the weeping, hope arrives. Not as an answer. Not as a solution. But as a question. As a reaching toward the voice that spoke your name in the dark. The light did not come to scold you for sleeping. It came to wake you. It came to remind you that even in this prison, even in this silence, you are known. You are called. You are not forgotten. The comfort promised to those who mourn is not the removal of pain. It is the presence of the one who sits on the floor with you, the one who sees your tears before you even wipe them away, the one who says, I am here. You are not alone in this room. The light is here. It was here before the pain arrived. It will be here after the sun rises. It cannot be broken. It cannot be earned. It cannot be lost.